private sector companies to build broadband networks, focusing primarily on public-private partnerships. And other than doing that, we also, our firm also does a fair amount of outside plan engineering and planning through for telcos and primarily fiber providers throughout the state, focusing the last year or two primarily on building fiber optics to hook up 4G networks for Verizon and AT&T. In addition, I also am a partner in a CLEP that we are in the process of finalizing plans to build a dark fiber network in Ramsey County in partnership with the county, therefore better using their rights away. So I have a lot of different perspective on this. Based on the discussions I've had with Dana and Ann, there were a few comments I wanted to make, and then I'm sure let these other people do it more on a day-to-day basis. Coordination of the day one strategies, I think, is a nice lofty goal. I think it's all in the inside baseball about how that actually happens when it's all said and done. Conduits to nowhere doesn't typically do us any good. Conduits placed in rights away that have adequate space to be placed later sometimes it doesn't do us any good. Placement underneath roads is a good idea. You have a great resource in Gopher State One Call to know who owns fiber or conduit in every township or engine section in the state. That if they go forward doing this, that's something they should leverage to figure out who those people are. And I think you can eliminate some of that by actually having those sorts of pre-planning meetings with those existing providers in the area to find that out. So I think that's one thing. That's one thing if they move down that path. The biggest, if I look back in time, and I've been in this business way too long, if I look back in time, we tried to put stuff in the state right away 15 years ago. And if you look at that conduit that was placed, that's pretty used conduit. If you think of the conduit was placed from Moorhead down through Twin Cities, then from Twin Cities to Hudson. I know I was just driving up the cabin the other day on 94, and again, somebody's utilizing that conduit, putting in some new glass along that network. So it does prove that actually, if you do allow people to get into that right away, it actually facilitates some broadband. If you look going up and down that corridor, the pricing of backhaul is probably significantly less than what it is in some of the other areas of the state where that's not available. I had a few hours sitting in the car yesterday, and I was able to think about the question that was asked, what could we change to make things easier? And one of the things that was brought up in my cohorts and my drive was, there's a lot of under and unserved areas that we've done a very good job with mapping throughout the state. We now know where those areas are. If we can afford from a state perspective,